Molly. It's Friday. Mark, did you know it's Friday?
Thank God it's Friday.
That's right. 16th day of August. August is half gone. We got a little summer today anyway, so that's nice. Weekend actually looks very nice. Looking really, really good. So we'll be up there in the upper 80s, low 90s. Lots of sunshine.
Making some grain.
Exactly right. Heating units are very important right now.
Really important, yeah.
Could use some rain, too. Rain, heating units, rain, hot, you know how that goes. So, anyway, welcome to the program. This hour brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota and helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To find out more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. You get it?
That's nice.
There you go. Let's see here. Couple of stories that I want to chat about. One is Bob Scarpel is a longtime legislator from Tioga. And he did an interview yesterday with a forum of newspapers in North Dakota and acknowledged that he was one of the individuals that was requesting emails of the presidents. Something I don't think he needs to apologize for. Most people had a pretty good idea that it was Representative Scarpel, because he also called the hearings to try and get to the bottom of all the, you know, sort of backroom dealing that was going on, the effort to discredit the chancellor of the university system, Ham Shirvani. And we still don't have all the emails. There's still quite a particular endeavor in here. But here's the story in the forum today, a piece of it anyway, that Kyle Potter has written. Representative Bob Scarpel, the state lawmaker who called a hearing this spring to highlight what he called an effort to discredit then-Chancellor Ham Shirvani, is responsible for at least some of the anonymous made open records requests for North Dakota University and college presidents' emails. In a phone interview Thursday, after first saying he wouldn't admit or deny any involvement, Scarpel said, "I'm not behind all of the requests that have been made. I have made a request or two, so have others." Though not speaking particularly about requests for emails, Scarpel said he and other legislators are still very focused on trying to get the facts behind all of what went on leading up to Shirvani's ouster in early June. I think that's what we want our legislators to do, isn't it?
Yeah. I wish our ones in Washington would do a more aggressive job of it.
Yeah. The Tioga Republicans' admission offers the first glimpse of which legislator or legislators are behind the ongoing request for university presidents' emails. The Legislative Council, on behalf of unnamed lawmakers, has made a dozen open records requests so far this year to the North Dakota University system, including one that led to the discovery that 40,000-some emails had been deleted from NDSU President Dean Brashani's account. Somebody had to delete 45,000 emails. That's the real issue that ought to be talked about. I think he's right here.
Yeah.
The Legislative Council's most recent request seeks all 10 university presidents' emails since last July, expected to generate more than 100,000 emails, and university system officials have said the request is so broad it may take until the end of the year to fulfill, prompting lawmakers or legislators to ask if it's frivolous and unnecessary. Some legislators. Scarpel declined to discuss whether he was part of that request. Shirvani's opponents and supporters in the legislature acknowledged their battle over Shirvani's place in the North Dakota higher education system didn't end when the remaining 2 years on his 3-year contract were bought out for nearly $1 million on June 3rd. Simply shifted to new ground, email, and open records request. Kathy Hawken, a Fargo Republican, a vocal Shirvani critic, says there was a year-long fight to have the man removed, and there were sides. They're still there. Yeah. So that's part of the story. A lot of it's focusing on the emails. Mark Dosh, Republican from Bismarck, is also quoted in here, saying he's been concerned from the start with the discrepancies in how many emails were dumped. And it has been a different number every time. If everyone was honest and upfront, maybe the most recent request wouldn't have gone to the degree that it did. Dosh said he did not make the recent request for presidency's emails dating back to July 2012. Scarpel said the legislators calling for evidence of the request's value are so obviously focused on trying to ensure that emails don't come to light. Interesting.
Then, of course, it begs a question, what are they trying to hide?
You know, why don't they want the emails out? That is interesting. Another story, the Cass County Jail is the subject of a little bit of a dispute here. A sergeant, the senior sergeant, in fact, at the Cass County Jail has recently resigned. This is another forum story. Mike Nowatzki's written this. After an internal investigation found that the sergeant used excessive force when he pepper sprayed an inmate in the hand and face while the inmate was strapped to a restraint chair.
That doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
Being strapped to that chair?
And sprayed.
Yeah. In a separate incident 2 days earlier, a corporal at the jail unnecessarily used his taser on an inmate while the inmate was on his stomach and other officers had gained sufficient control over the inmate. According to personnel complaints and disciplinary records obtained by the forum from the Cass County Sheriff's Office. While use of force complaints are infrequent at the jail, records show there have been 5 in the past 5.5 years. Such incidents are taken seriously, according to Sheriff Paul Laney. We hold our people very, very accountable when they do use force. An internal affairs investigation into the March 18th pepper spray incident concluded that Sergeant Lyndon Warden used inappropriate and unreasonable force under the circumstances. Warden didn't dispute what happened, but claims he was targeted for dismissal because he questioned the sheriff. His lieutenant, captain, and chief deputy all recommended Warden be fired.
You know what would be interesting is what did the inmate do that led up to this kind of, you have to say a little over the top. Did he say some unkind words, or did he shriek, or did he stick out his tongue?
None of that would really matter, though, in using excessive force.
No, of course not. But you know, you got to wonder what's the rest of the story here. It probably would be kind of interesting.
The lieutenant also recommended the case be referred to the Cass County State's Attorney's Office for consideration of assault charges, but the prosecutor, Tanya Johnson Martinez, said the case was not sent up for review and was dealt with as an excessive force issue.
I wonder what the penalty is for that. Is it just fired?
Yeah. He's set to be fired.
24 years with the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bit tough, isn't it?
Seems to.
But again, you've got not just the sheriff involved here, as you say here. You've got his lieutenant, his captain, his chief deputy, all recommending that he be fired.
So, yeah, must have been over the top then.
Laney concurred with the firing recommendation. His office's response to resistance committee, which reviews use of force incidents, ruled the force used by Warden was excessive. Didn't comply with office standards. So Warden resigned by email on May 9th, hours before his scheduled termination meeting with Laney. In his report, Laney wrote that the use of pepper spray against a defenseless and restrained inmate is unconscionable.
Oh, yeah.
The actions of Sergeant Warden have placed the Cass County Sheriff's Office and Cass County government as a whole in a very precarious and liable situation with the inmate and with the public. The trust of our public that inmates who enter our facility will be safe from abuse is critical to our success as an organization. The act by Sergeant Warden damages that trust. Laney noted Warden was a use of force instructor at the time of the incident and had been for many years. There's no way he couldn't have known that his behavior and his actions were completely on line with the policies and procedures. The sheriff said Thursday he hadn't heard from the inmate or his attorney about a possible lawsuit against the county, but added, "It won't surprise me if we do." As you mentioned, he had spent 24 years with the sheriff's office, the last 13 as a sergeant. He said Laney's report didn't tell the whole story and that the sheriff used the incident as an excuse to get rid of him because he questioned Laney's decision-making in the past. We kind of had a personality conflict, per se, so this was not really as much about that pepper spray incident as it was, okay, here's something I can get on him now. Laney also speaking by phone on his way back to Fargo from the North Dakota Peace Officers Association's annual conference in Minot, called that assertion a cheap shot. He said while there were concerns about Warden's leadership abilities, the pepper spray incident alone led to his firing. For him to say that I was gunning for his career is absolutely ludicrous. And quite honestly, would it matter? I mean, in other words, if there was a separate personality conflict, if you give somebody a reason like this, and
right,
your whole leadership chain says you got to be fired, seems to me that they act correctly.
But you know how many times somebody's good and honorable life explodes in one crazy event.
Right. Even though it might be because of a...
And their life is done. That's their identity for the rest of their life, you know, and their career.
Makes you feel bad for somebody in that position.
You do.
Yeah, regardless of whether they deserve it because of a poor decision in one particular case. But
you know, that. But Yeah, the guy was totally restrained, and then he gets pepper sprayed. That's pretty intense.
What'd you make of President Obama on Egypt yesterday? We don't pick sides.
He already picked sides, and you know what? Muslim Brotherhood is now killing Christians. They're blaming the Christians. There's 10 million Coptic Christians that are in terror there, and they are the brunt of the Muslim Brotherhood's rage.
Church is being tortured, not a good deal.
And Obama should be in the middle of it.
Thanks, Mark.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennin want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
All right, it's a normal or nuts Friday on the program we call What's on Your Mind. Steve Bakken and I will be taking your calls momentarily. We always have to decide which topics to throw out there, and the question is this normal or is this nuts? And we have a long list to choose from today. You ready to go through this laundry list here, Steve, and see which ones we want to zero in on for next hour?
So I can't just go nuts, 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 Scott's nuts like I usually do?
Well, you can if you want. But let's first ask whether this Tennessee judge is normal or nuts. He's ordered a baby boy that was set to be named Messiah to change the name. The parents, you can't do this, saying it's a title that has only been earned by one person, and that one person is Jesus Christ. Should the baby names be illegal? Is this judge normal or nuts?
Asian is normal. The judge is nuts.
Why do you think that?
Well, and there's other countries that have done this, but you're putting that child in a position that is near untenable for the rest of their life. So I don't agree with that name. Yeah. Well, it's a lot of expectations to live up to. Nobody's going to do that. Second of all, think of the teasing and the ridicule and the bullying that kids subject to for the rest of their life. That's not going to be a positive outcome for the child. Now, the judge bringing in the religious constraint to this, that's not the judge's job to... No, that's not... The judge made the right decision, but for the wrong reason.
No, you're confusing me. But anyway, I'm nuts. According to you. Normal or nuts, Major League Baseball...
I call you nuts on this. What's your take on this?
Well, I mean, you have to... If you're saying, hey, look, we're not going to allow you to name your child Messiah, the reason you can is because, you know, that's a name that's sacred. That's reserved for one individual, and he explained that. So I don't know how you agree with the decision, but don't like his rationale.
Suppose the judge was Jewish. Would that have changed the judge's decision? Would that have changed the criteria by which that judge was making that decision? That's my point. You know, justice is supposed to be blind. It's not supposed to bring in the religious connotations and your personal beliefs into something.
Here's another. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and being considered as 2016 debate moderators in the GOP primary. Normal or nuts?
I think that's a little nuts.
It's perfectly normal.
No, I think that's a little nuts because we know where those individuals sit within the scope of the Republican Party. You're slanting the debates.
Well, aren't the debates already slanted with the moderators they have now? You know, that's my point. I mean, I think, you know, especially in a GOP primary, any quote-unquote news folks are just trying to play gotcha with the candidates anyway. Where these three, you know where they're coming from. I like full disclosure. You know, I like knowing where people are coming from rather than hiding behind something. And very often with quote-unquote journalists, they claim to be, you know, unbiased and straight up and they're anything but. So at least with Limbaugh, Hannity, and Levin, you know exactly where they're coming from.
Yeah, you know they're completely biased. They're far right-wing leaning Republicans.
Well, they full disclosure, they give their opinions. You know? So, and this is partly due to the spat with a couple of networks, CNN and NBC, are doing Hillary documentaries or films or some sort of puff piece. And the GOP, Republican National Committee, specifically is not happy about it. So they're saying, well, fine, here's what we'll do. When you carry our debates, here's who the host will be. So, Bismarck Tribune is editorializing that the Common Core standards are smart. Is that normal or nuts?
Well, we've been down that road. I don't...
Nuts, if you ask me.
Yeah, I don't... they are nuts to a certain degree because you're pigeonholing kids under one blanket, and that never works. That never works.
Major League Baseball voting to expand instant replay next season. Is that normal or nuts?
I will say it's about damn time.
Yeah, me too.
It's completely normal. And the traditionalists in baseball will say, I am nuts. The game's going to be longer and slower and drawn out further. But you're not going to a baseball game for brevity anyway, so... Who cares?
All right, and I pulled a couple letters to the editor from some newspapers around the state. We're going to throw these out, too, as normal or nuts questions. Richard Pardon from Minot writes, I must be missing something. 1 week ago, the Minot City Council votes down a Walmart expansion project, which was going to create 300 new jobs at their own expense. And the next week, the City Council votes to give some unproven pipe manufacturing company $800,000 to create maybe 20 jobs. Folks, what am I missing? For $800,000, the city can hire six new badly needed police officers, buy three new patrol cars, and have money left over. Anybody have a better plan? As we certainly don't need any more magic fund development projects in the city or area. City Council, have you tried to hire any new employees lately? Is Mr. Pardon normal or nuts?
I think he's more than normal. That is more than a valid question.
Me too. William Knox from Washburn writes, it is inconceivable that most Americans are seemingly unable to make the connection between the broken moral conditions in our country and the systematic removal of God from our schools and the rest of society. Though the doubters are always around, the unbelievers mantra was revived in earnest in the 30s, accelerated in the 60s and 70s, and continues today. The tragic results are the loss of the clear teaching of morals and self-worth, the Ten Commandments in Scripture. These have been replaced by the government-mandated absurd theory of evolution and other liberal ideas that are slowly but surely leading our society on a downward spiral into moral chaos. Mr. Knox, normal or nuts?
I think he's very normal.
Me too. Me too. Last one. Elisa Kensinger from Dickinson writes, I'm a mother of two small children. We like to go for stroller rides. I load my kids into the double stroller, leash my dog, and go. We look at new homes, search for pine cones, pick wildflowers. The problem is that pedestrians aren't welcome in this community. Speaking of Dickinson. My husband, three-year-old daughter, one-year-old son, and our dog were out enjoying a beautiful evening. A large husky darted through the hedges, came straight for my 19-pound dog. My dog, Vito, was on a leash. The other dog was unleashed, and no owner was visible until the dog had made a beeline for my family. The aggressive dog lunged for Vito. Luckily, my husband was able to kick the attacking dog to release Vito. A 4-inch diameter hole of shredded fur and blood was the result, all in front of my horrified children. This isn't the first unrestrained dog we've encountered in our walks. Is this a problem? Folks not following leash laws?
I think it is in some areas. I put that back on the owner, but if you're going to have a dog, I'm a firm believer, if you're going to have a dog, and you should have a fenced yard for that dog, and that's the best situation. You shouldn't put dogs out on chains.
All right, folks, there you go. There's the contenders for normal or nuts for a Friday, and we'll narrow those down a little bit. Welcome your calls, questions, and comments. A couple of guests that will join us as well on the program today, so buckle up. We'll have some fun.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website. GTMWT.com or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, friends, we're back. What's on your mind? Preview program. By the way, guests coming up include Kim Schmidt of the North Dakota Tourism Department. We have 2 weeks left to go in August. We have school starting in many places next week. So we're winding down on summer. So we thought we'd chat with the North Dakota Tourism Department about some last-minute affordable getaways in the state so you can say, I checked that box. I took it in, plus some area events and festivals that are happening on the weekends. We look forward to that. Some reporting this week about how recycling is going to be a game changer in the process of hydraulic fracturing. And one of our sponsors, Green Technologies, Dan Lyon, is at the forefront of this, doing this for a lot of folks. So we look forward to that conversation as well. And Dale Wetzel, the Great Plains Examiner. Going to be in to talk about some things on that front. Speaking of events, there's a benefit we want to tell you about in just a bit. But first, Mark's going to check some sports for us here.
Well, the Twins pulled out a win of the night. Chris Herrmann came up with a big game-winning hit. He got doused in Gatorade, and Pelfrey pitched a game up into the sixth inning. Looked better than he has for a while. Chase Buttinger was in town. Really looking forward to the Timberwolves season, and the Red Hawks won again. So, kind of a positive day yesterday.
What's the latest on Waivergate?
Nothing, and I like that.
What do you think's going to happen?
I think he's so good that a contending team's going to pick him up. Probably the Yankees, which would give me the willies.
You wouldn't want to see that happen.
No. But worse would be putting him in Detroit or one of our competitors, you know.
Yeah. One of our normal or nuts questions is Major League Baseball is willing to expand instant replay next season. What do you think of that?
Well, I hate the thought of a home run that isn't, you know. But what bothers me the most is here we sit and watch these pitches. We see so many pitches that are inside or outside, bad calls from the ump. It's either a human game or isn't, but, you know, they have to make these decisions 100 miles an hour, you know. It's tough. I like a little more instant replay.
Because the idea of a home run that isn't, the only way you know is if you go to the tape.
And sometimes right? The bang-bang play is so fast. I'm talking about a shoe that hits first base the instant the glove gets there. And how can the ump have his eye both up 5 feet in the air and on the ground? You know, there's sometimes I don't think it's physically possible for an ump other than just by hearing what happens. And there's been some critical games have been lost because missing a tag or missing the timing of whether somebody's on or not on or out or not out it can change the whole world.
Yeah.
For that day. So I support a little more instant replay.
And it seems like, you know, with the technology that we have, the way we use it in other sports, this makes sense.
It does.
Is it controversial? Who doesn't want it?
It's the old ball game. It's the way we used to do it.
Messing with tradition.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, where the biggest number of errors really does happen is calls and of strikes and balls. That's just huge, you know. And I don't think they're going to. That's a sacred cow. I don't think they're going to turn that electronic.
Now, is this going to work like in the NFL, where the manager, the skipper, can say, "Hey, no way, that wasn't a home run," or you know, I mean, they get a challenge.
Run out there with a red towel, and you know, think about how many times they get run out, they get kicked out of the game because they go berserk. They know their vantage point is such that they sometimes know they're wrong. Then they want to go out and literally try to kill the ump, and they kick dirt down them, and they're gone for a game or two. And you know, it's a lot, but it's and it seems to excite the fans when a coach gets kicked out of the game. But it's got to drive them nuts because. A lot of games. If you'd ask Gardy how many games have been lost because of bad calls, he'd have a whole litany that would just make his eyes twirl.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, anything else on the sports front? You had a T-Wolf in town yesterday?
Yeah, that was really a good event. And
especially after the news of the
Big Peck.
Signing Pekovic.
These are nice, humble, hardworking guys. You know, we've got our top six. We've got a good ball club. If they stay healthy, they can compete any night of the week.
I like that they were interacting with kids, too.
Yes. And, you know, you look at on the front page, folks, of the forum, seeing...
Sports page, right?
And the sports page, if you see Chase Budinger standing there, obviously happy. The kid's looking way up at him. They come up to his navel, you know. It's pretty cool.
Very interesting. All right. That's the sports, huh?
Yeah.
For Friday.
Twins are going to try to make it two in a row over Chicago tonight. Chicago's really faltering, and last night couldn't help their state of mind.
I want to tell you a little bit about a fundraiser that's happening on Sunday. Lend a Hand, which is a program of the Dakota Medical Foundation, does a marvelous job of organizing these events. There's a dinner benefit, a silent auction, and some entertainment. 100% of the proceeds will go to help... this family need. Lori Sundblom is with us. How are you, Lori?
I'm okay.
And am I saying your last name right? Is it Sundblom?
Yes, it is.
And your sister is Tammy Mill. Is that right?
That's right.
And am I saying her name right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, Tim and Tammy Mill, they are from Fargo. And Tammy, your sister, was diagnosed back in March with... A rare form of leukemia.
Correct.
And she started treatment. That didn't go so well. Tell us a little bit about what your sister and brother-in-law have gone through here, if you would, Lori.
Sure. Well, she found out she had leukemia a day after her birthday. And she's been in the hospital for almost 5 months now between being hospitalized in Fargo and then being transferred down to the U of M, Fairview Hospital. And she's been through a number of rounds of chemotherapy, and she has received cord blood stem cell transplant. Anticipated success. It's been a hard road for her, but she was actually able to get out of the hospital yesterday to be on an outpatient basis down on the U of M campus. She has to be there 100 days post-transplant, so she still has about another 70 days there. She requires a 24/7 caregiver, so Tim has had to take a leave of absence from work and be with her the 5 months during hospitalization, plus he needs to be with her this additional 70 days until she is ready to finally be discharged home to Fargo.
Wow. So literally, it's been since they've learned of this news and the treatment started, their entire time in and out of hospitals.
Most of the time in hospitals. I think she's probably had a total of maybe 3 weeks where she's been able to be outpatient. It's been pretty much in the hospital that entire time.
Wow. So the impact on her, and by the way, she was a 12-year employee of the John Paul II Catholic School Network.
That's right.
And as you mentioned, her husband is on a leave of absence, obviously, because she needs a caregiver. So just imagine that. My gosh. And so this dinner benefit and silent auction entertainment will help them pay for their medical and other expenses resulting from all of this treatment for the leukemia, as well as the travel and all the difficulties that's come as a result, I imagine.
Right. Housing. we are hoping to have real success with the benefits. They really need it.
And in the case of being outpatient, the good news is she's outpatient, not in the hospital. Bad news, it's got to be in Minneapolis. She's got to stay close to the Fairview Hospital, right?
She has to stay on campus in case of complications where she can go immediately back to the hospital. She, with the stem cell transplant, they have to wait till her immune system kicks in. And, you know, during that entire time, she's, you know, susceptible to infections and other complications. So she has to be very close to the doctors.
So tell us what you have planned for Sunday, 4 to 7 p.m. at Shanley High School.
We have, we are serving taco in a bag. So there will be food. There is a silent auction, and we've got a lot of exciting things on the silent auction. There is actually the NDSU championship football that is autographed that is going to be on the silent auction. We have hockey tickets. We have Twins have provided something to donate as well. It's a picture of Tony Olivia. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but and a variety of many other things on the silent auction. There's also live music. Three different bands are going to be rotating through. So there's a cakewalk. There is a bake sale as well. So we've got a lot of things going on there.
Fantastic. That is really neat. And by the way, they are taking cash or check contributions payable to the Tammy Mell Benefit Fund at Bell State Bank and Trust in Fargo. You can make online donations by going to DAC/lend-a-hand and click donate. There is Lori's mentioned, the silent auction. And if you want to volunteer or donate a silent auction item, you can call 218-280-9610. 218-280-9610. How are Tammy and Tim doing?
It's been an emotional roller coaster. You know, it's, you know, one day, I mean, it's been traumatic to go through. Overall, right now, they're very excited to be able to leave the hospital. Yesterday was that first day that they were able to do that. And so, you know, that was great. It was a big step for her.
Feels like a little bit of freedom.
It does.
I want to imagine that roller coaster that they've gone through since March. Pretty incredible. Well, I hope there's a great turnout and lots of good proceeds from this event to help these wonderful folks out. Lori, thanks so much for sharing a little bit of the story with us today, okay?
You're welcome. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, very much. Lori Sundbaum, who is the sister of Tammy Mell, and the benefit is for Tammy. Again, it's Sunday. It's at Shanley High School. It's from 4 to 7 p.m. The dinner. Taco in a bag, so the kids will like that. The silent auction with all kinds of goodies, including an NDSU championship football. Who wouldn't want that? Hockey tickets, Twins goodies. Tony Oliva photo. How about that? Way to go, Twins. That's nice. And three different bands, so great entertainment as well. And, again, if you can't make it, 4 to 7 p.m. Shanley High School on Sunday, go to dacmed.org/lendahand. Stop by any Bell State Bank or Trust. Tammy Mell. Mell is spelled M-E-H-L, by the way. Or give them a call to volunteer or donate a silent auction item at 218-280-9610. And if there is a way we can get the word out about similar benefits where you live, let us know. We're always happy to do that. Call us anytime, 855-200-1776. Want to lend a hand where we can on these radio stations. Weather next, don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Bakken Bruce, he's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. 237-9620, Ask for Bach and Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Hey, Scott Hillen, with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com longevity link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com longevity link.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
At 11 before the hour on the What's On Your Mind preview hour. I'm Scott Hennen. Mark Skogabo here checking news and sports headlines with me, and we usually check the weather right now. I'll do the weather in just a moment here. Anything else on sports? We had one listener that had a question on what constitutes a complete game. Any further clarification necessary there?
Well, I stuttered, and I'd like to apologize. I was talking about a quality start is 6 innings or more with 3 runs or less. Not a complete game is 9 innings. Then one other email we got was, too bad the Timberwolves didn't send a starter here, or a, you know, first five. I think Bunninger by the end of the season will be. He's long, shoots great threes, great D. It'll be interesting to see he and Corey, but I think he's going to get he's going to be in the first five before the season's over. He's really consistent.
Mark will be back for Common Sense Club. 3 full hours after Rush Limbaugh on KTGO Tioga, and of course right after What's On Your Mind right here on AM 1100 The Flag, Founders Friday.
Yeah.
Which means what?
Well, I'm going to spend some time talking about the amazing George Washington. He realized that everything he did was setting precedent. Remember, they wanted him to be king. I've got one story I read last night that, you know, I had a late meeting, but had read a story where he pardoned a guy, saved a guy's life who was really hard on him, a guy that another country wanted to extradite. He was a great and gracious man, and he was elected unanimously, twice, the only president ever. All got all the electoral votes. They want him to be king. He said, uh-uh. So he established a precedent of only two terms, and he said everything he did was establishing precedent. So he was very, very conscious of what he did in public.
Very cool. Well, have fun.
Well, it is fun.
Thank you, Mark. Mark the Freedom Poet. Mark Skogerbo here later in the program. Later on the this very radio station with the Common Sense Club. Sunny and 91 degrees in Tioga today. That's summer. Blazing hot. South wind at 6 to 11 miles an hour with gusts as high as 18 miles an hour. Tonight clear. Low around 60 in the patch with a south wind at 10. Sunny on Saturday. 94 tomorrow. Blazing. South wind at 7 to 15 becoming west in the afternoon. Winds gust as high as 23 miles an hour. Tomorrow night clear. Low around 60. Sunday, mostly sunny, high near 89 with a calm wind. Sunday night, clear, low around 61. Monday, sunny, the high near 91. We're going to need some precip after that heat wave. By the way, 64 and clear at this hour in Tioga. South wind at 5. Minot, 66 at this hour. Williston, 68 degrees and clear skies up and down Highway 2. Forecast for the valley today, mostly sunny, a high near 83 with a south wind at 8 to 14 miles an hour. Gusts as high as 18. Tonight, clear, low around 60. Tomorrow, sunny, high upper 80s. South wind at 10 to 16. Windy, gust as high as 23 miles an hour tomorrow. Saturday night, clear, low around 65. Sunday, sunny, hot 90 for a high. With the south wind in the 10 to 15 range. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 68. That's the first shot of showers in the forecast from the weekend. But not much in the way of rainfall amounts. Less than a tenth of an inch, maybe a bit more if there are some thunderstorm activities Sunday night. Then Monday, sunny and hot at a high near 91. So that heat wave is moving eastward out of the patch and coming this way. 63 at this hour in Fargo, clear skies. Wind south-southwest at 7 miles an hour. 67 in Grand Forks at this hour with scattered clouds. Jamestown, 57. Degrees. And that's a check of the weather. All right, coming up on What's on Your Mind, we have the Normal or Nuts topics of the day. Number of those. We have the judge in Tennessee ordering the baby boy's name to be changed from Messiah. We have Major League Baseball voting to expand instant replay. We have the Bismarck Tribune editorializing that common core standards are smart. Most of our audience disagrees. A group wants to make the Killdeer Mountains off limits from oil development. Is that normal or nuts? Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin being considered as 2016 debate moderators for the GOP primary. Normal or nuts? You tell us. And then we have a couple of letters to the editor we're going to dig into and share some other opinions. It's your take on that. Guests will include Kim Schmidt of the North Dakota Tourism Department. They have some last-minute affordable getaways in the state, close to home, allow you to be able to get that last-minute summer vacation in before you can wave bye-bye to summer. Last chance. And also Dan Lyon of Green Technologies will be here. We're going to talk about the game changer in hydraulic fracturing, which is, of course, recycling. Dale Wetzel is also going to check in to tell us about what he'll be doing this weekend. Dale Wetzel, of course, of the Great Plains Examiner and host of the Dale Wetzel Show, which you hear right here every weekend. So anyway, Dale will be in as well to check on what's happening on that front. Maybe we should throw in the email gate. And higher ed, we know now that Bob Scarple is one of those individuals that are requesting the emails. Does that matter? A lot of folks focusing on why legislators are asking for them. Give you a chance to weigh in on that, too, if we get some time. 800-228-0550, straight ahead on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.